place to go is one of 13 convenient Just Tires locations where you get 30-minute tire installation and guaranteed low prices. We'll help you choose the perfect Dunlop tire for your sports car, luxury sedan, SUV, or pickup truck. For details on the Just Tires nearest you, visit JustTires.com or call 1-800-TIRES-FAST.
Dear landlord, sorry to leave you on such short notice, but we just bought a brand new garage townhome at Parkside at Dulles yesterday, and we're moving tomorrow. It's right by Herndon, just 3 minutes from the Dulles Access Road. Now, Amy and I never thought we could afford a brand new townhome for the same amount we've been paying you in rent. But priced in the low 300s, that's exactly how it worked out. We just locked in today's low interest rate. So now, instead of paying rent, we'll be building equity. Isn't that great? P.S. Did I mention that Parkside at Dulles has a pool and a fitness center?
Why rent when you can buy a brand new garage townhome in the Herndon area from the low 300s? It's the grand opening of Parkside at Dulles. New townhomes with three finished levels and privacy fencing. Many have decks. And all new townhomes are fully constructed and ready for move-in. Visit ParksideAtDulles.com and see the ad in Saturday's Post. Equal housing opportunity.
The loose diamond selection that I found at the other jewelers wasn't anything close to what I had found at Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer, Matt Jensen.
That's Jared. Jared just had the biggest diamond selection. And after Jared, I had a better understanding of what a diamond really should be. Diamonds are the reason why I went to Jared.
Jared has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores.
I left feeling very confident with the choice that I had made at Jared. We ended up getting the quality, the selection, and the service, and price.
Design your ring at Jared. Choose from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum. Then our experts will guide you through our vast selection of independently certified diamonds to find the one in a size and shape to suit your personal style. Begin your design today at Jared.com.
It can only be Jared.
In front of Dulles Town Center, across from Tyson's Corner Shopping Center, in front of Fairlake Shopping Center, at Towson Marketplace, and outside Arundel Mills Mall.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Giraffe would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are facts.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this in the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Headed over to the Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals. And me and Mick are going to wing off on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Always immersed in thought, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, and good Thursday afternoon. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. Hey, let's jump right back into it. This is back from St. Patrick's Day. It's the Buzz Show, and it's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
You ready for the Buzz Show?
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. It's one of these interviews that have been set up. We didn't know what the hell to do with this. And we've had Joe do the interviews.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've never had Buzz conduct an interview. I'm not sure exactly. And Buzz does like...
I think Buzz is going to... You know, Buzz does interviews all the time.
Yeah,
sure.
Buzz does the Washington Critters show, yes, the Adopt-a-Pet show on the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Who's Your Daddy show.
He does all of this public service stuff.
Uh-huh.
But now, for the first time ever highlighted, and are you ready? Because we'll do the voice in here.
Good.
We'll do the intro.
Excellent.
For your show, if you're ready, Buzz.
I'm ready.
I turn on the telephone and...
And I'll start with a Buzz-style intro, all right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, and then you'll take it over, all right?
Got it.
All right.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's The Buzz Show. Buzz Burbank interviewing newsmakers of the day. And now, here's Buzz Burbank.
Don't forget, kids, call Buzz.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown.
That's right.
Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
1-888-RABBITS.
Hi,
Thanks,
Buzz.
Don and Mike. You may have seen his work in High Times magazine. He's a stand-up comic who co-founded the Yippies and edited a magazine called The Realist. He sent Groucho Marx on his first acid trip. Please welcome the author of Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs, Mr. Paul Krasner. Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there?
Oh, hold on. There you go, Buzz.
Hello. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Let me ask you about that first. Remember that time you got Groucho Marx high?
Yeah.
That was great. What was that like, really? No. Did he do a number of drugs in his later years?
The only one I knew of was when he was making the movie Skidoo.
Right, I remember that.
And they were on a boat, a yacht maybe.
Hey,
and,
Buzz?
Yes. The Hog Farm community.
Why don't you take some phone calls? Because then Mike and I can
turn them on.
Go on the phone.
Right.
So, that's the only thing I know.
Yeah, and what's the point of this book? What's it all about?
Well, it's it started 5-6 years ago when I started collecting what I thought would be funny dope stories.
Stories.
It turned out they weren't all funny. Some of them were hysterical. Others were just bizarre or weird. Some of them were poignant. Some of them were informational. In all different styles.
And I want to ask you about some of those, but I also want the callers to have a chance to ask some questions, too. If it's okay with you, I'd like to take some calls.
Oh, absolutely.
Questions for Mr. Paul Krasner. First call. Go ahead.
Hello, is this Buzz?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, sir.
Buzz, I am so wasted right now, dude. I'm so wasted.
Well, you've chosen the right interview to listen to.
Is this the shroom guy?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, Paul Krasner, author of Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs. You should get the book.
No, I'm not. I can't read. I'm so high.
Well, just enjoy the interview then.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
I love your manner.
Thank you, sir.
I do, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Seacrest out.
Enjoy your evening, Seacrest. Thanks for calling. Paul, let me ask you this. Are you with the book? Oh, we got another call. Let's go to the phones. Yeah, next caller.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Is Paul on the show?
Paul's on the phone and on the air.
Hey, Paul, I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, I'm a big air conditioner.
I have a question. Is there a chance that I can find mushrooms in my backyard?
That you can do what?
Is there a chance that I could find mushrooms, in my backyard?
Caller wants to know if he can find magic mushrooms in his yard.
Hang up and listen, man.
Just bring some cows from a friendly neighbor.
No, I'm serious, man. I want to know if I can get, mushrooms in my backyard.
I don't know why not.
Paul's serious, too. They grow on cow patties, right?
Okay, I'll hang up and listen. You guys are, I'm not impressed, dude.
Well, you will be. Keep listening.
I'll hang up and listen.
He's not impressed.
I'll hang up and listen.
No, well, he's not entirely with us, Paul.
Do you want me to hang up and listen, man?
Yeah, hang up and listen, sir.
Hey, Paul.
Enjoy the show.
I'm a big fan, man.
Okay. Well,
Buzz, we should get rid of this caller.
I'm not impressed.
Okay, let's go to another call then, Paul. Next caller.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Paul?
Yes.
You're a bad man.
Now, why do you say that, sir?
You're evil. Drugs are illegal. They were made illegal because they're bad. You're a heathen, and you will burn in hell.
What do you say to that, Paul?
I said, well, how come that all the drugs that are illegal are the ones that aren't manufactured by corporations?
I say, how come is bad grammar.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Is this your usual clientele, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm sorry to report. It often is, Paul. We got another call. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Alan Linewan.
Oh, hey, Al.
I'm a regular listener.
Appreciate it.
I've been under a lot of stress recently.
I can understand.
And I've tried everything.
Yeah.
I've tried all of the pills my doctor can give me.
Right.
And frankly, I'm ready to go to the black market. What would you recommend for a high, for me, a very high-strung management type in the D.C. area? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Look, there's a penny on the floor.
better grab that. Paul, is there a hallucinogen good for stress?
Well, I mean, marijuana is often used to relieve stress.
Now, I noticed you list that in your book. Is that really a hallucinogen?
No. What happened, this goes back to the first question, that the original book, and a shrewd marketing move, the publisher just called it Pot Stories for the Soul,
uh-huh.
And it was all about marijuana. Then the second book was all about LSD. It was going to be called Acid Trips for the Soul.
Another call. Got to take another call, Paul.
Another call.
That's our phone. Yes, next caller. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Who's this?
This is Dennis Murphy.
Hey, Dennis. How's it going?
Hi.
You got a question for Paul?
Yeah. Can I come on your show?
Not today, Dennis.
I want to come on the show.
Maybe another time.
Can I do the news?
No. Maybe another day, Dennis.
Okay, Buzz.
All right. See you at Mike's place tonight. All right. Telephone again, Paul. Next caller. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Buzz. It's Mike Ramey calling from Sacramento, California. How are you doing,
hey,
sir?
Mike, how you doing?
I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I have a problem, a mail problem, that I've not been able to fix with Viagra.
The over-the-counter didn't work?
And the Mike Ditka products. Mm-hmm. Again, my name is Mike Ramey.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Sacramento, and I frankly cannot perform as a man. And I was wondering, I know I suffer from a premature stupidity.
Oh.
But I was wondering, is there anything that could help my sex life, a mushroom that could help me? Because I am just absolutely not able. Again, this is Mike Ramey from Sacramento. I'm not able to even to forget it. I might as well be. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks.
I love your show.
I appreciate it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you, sir.
My advice would be that when he's with a woman,
uh-huh,
if he calls out her name instead of his own, it might help.
All right. But is there a drug that can enhance the experience, can enhance male performance?
Oh, probably ecstasy would be nice.
Now, really, that was a chapter I was interested in because that's one I haven't experienced yet.
Oh, well, you know, I think that was one of the reasons that this book was...
Oh, sorry, Paul, let's take another call.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir. Oh, dear. This can only be one person. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Buzz.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm well, Tom. Yeah, that's a good monster roar.
Robot.
Go to another call. Sorry
Robot.
About that, Paul. Next caller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello. Who's this?
It's Paul, man.
Paul. Paul's on the line and on the air, and so are you. Go ahead with your question.
CB comic.
This is Mike. And I was wondering if any hallucinogens
could be helpful
to people who might suffer
From afflictions.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for your call.
Buzz, why is it that it feels like that everybody who calls has already tried everything that's in my book?
It does seem that way, doesn't it? And yet, here's another call. Imagine that. Let's go to the phone, Paul. Go ahead. Next caller, please. Go ahead and pick that up.
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Pat? I'm calling about a 1973 Opel. The problem is...
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong show.
Excuse me?
This is not the car trade show.
No, I was calling for Bonnie Goss.
No, she's not here, and...
She is addicted to mushrooms.
I didn't know that, but I would recommend you call Pat's show to talk about that.
That is a beautiful shirt you're wearing today, Buzz.
Thank you, I'm glad you...
You're looking very wonderful.
How can you see it if you're on the phone?
Party line.
Next call.
Paint your bald spot?
Now just troublemakers.
Paint your bald spot?
And yet another call.
Paint your bald spot?
Pick it up. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Buzz Show. Go ahead.
Prince Albert in a can?
Nothing but prangsters now. By the way, Paul, I wanted to tell you, I love the story about Sean Lennon in the book.
About what?
About Sean Lennon. I thought that was
yes.
A fascinating insight into the young man. And this phone's just going to keep ringing if I don't answer it. So let's take another call.
Hey, go ahead. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Pat McGroin. I'll hang up and listen. Don't bogart the phone, man.
You know, it just doesn't pay to try to do a show on St. Patrick's Day because everybody's already partying. Next call. Go ahead.
I'm out.
Paul, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
There you go, Rob.
He seemed to have a good time.
I think he had maybe too much of a good time in the 60s.
This is the Don and Mike Show. In Washington, the best offense is a great defense.
Fritz Smoot has a beat on it. He intercepts it. That ball from behind. It's a fumble. And the Redskins have it. Intercepted by Antonio Pierce.
Intercepted by Sean Springs from behind.
Set up for Sean Taylor.
Game
Redskins win.
This Sunday, the Redskins host the Bengals. Pre-game at 1, kickoff at 4 on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Tonight after CSI, an FBI agent so deep undercover.
As I say, you're done, you get out of there.
There's no turning back. New Without a Trace, CBS Tonight.
Why put up with wireless that doesn't work where you need it to? At Verizon Wireless, we invest over $4 billion a year in our network, more than any other carrier, to make sure we deliver superior reliability in more places. Just listen to some of them.
I work in a diner, and I get signal.
You don't have to walk block to block to hear a person.
I traveled extensively. Verizon works the best.
Verizon Wireless absolutely works for me.
It's time you got the wireless network that gives you more of the reliability you're looking for. Verizon Wireless.
You know why I switched to Verizon? They're reliable.
I have a phone that's both reliable.